Radio station, the Buzz iPhone app, or online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Welcome back to a lotion for the 2013 Western Amateur. I think we got these headsets all squared away finally.
You think so?
It was so frustrating because I could only hear out of like one ear and then the other ear kept cutting out, so I think we're all good now. But either way, the whole Buzz crew has made it out here, by the way. Trey Schaap has been walking the course all morning trying to get yardages for the next time he plays out here.
I think they should check after the tournament's over one of the cottages because I think Trey's going to try to move in. He's going to try to bunk over there and just like live here.
Well, I heard that he brought his sleeping bag out here so he could make sure that the greens got manicured just properly before these guys went out. And he was trying to get a room inside the clubhouse.
In the words of Red Barber, yeah. Trey is sitting in the catbird seat this week.
Yeah,
he's enjoying himself.
He is loving it. But Tommy, David, and Roger have made their way out, so all the Buzz crew is out supporting the
Do you think a lotion is ready for Tommy Smith?
No. Nope, I don't, actually. I don't think they're ready for Tommy or Roger, to be exact. But, hey, either way, it's been a fun week, and it continues this weekend. Like we said today, they cut it down to 16 players, the Sweet 16. Well, they go from 54 to 16 today, and then they start match play tomorrow. So if you want to get out here and see the golf course and see some of the best amateurs in the world, come on out Saturday. And it's also on Sunday as well,
mm-hmm,
right?
That's so, right.
Yeah, so either way. Hey, before the break, we talked about the 10 most miserable sports cities in the country.
Malvern wasn't one, was it?
Malvern was not one.
Okay.
And Little Rock didn't even make this list, so that's a good thing. But this is for anybody that has NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL, you know, anybody that has professional sports teams in it. And we'll start from the top, and I want to get your reaction every time we throw one of these out. Denver, that's the number 10 most miserable city, according to Forbes, because they've had the Broncos. Well, they have the Broncos. They have the Rockies, the Nuggets. They had the NHL Rockies.
The Avalanche.
And now they have the Avalanche.
The Avalanche won a Stanley Cup, and Denver won a couple of Super Bowls. So that's kind of a puzzling admission to that list because Denver has had some winning teams.
Well, according to Forbes, in championship rounds, with all these teams combined, the city of Denver is 4-6 in championship rounds. Total seasons, they've played 142 total seasons between all these teams, and four championships have been won. So
okay. They
have made the list of the top 10. Going forward, the number 9 team is going to be the Washington, D.C. area. You've got the Redskins, the Senators 1, and then the Senators 2. When you think about that, they're 7-11 when it comes to championship.
You remember
rounds.
The line about the Senators forever. They would say Washington. First in war, first in peace, last in the American League.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when you look at their overall makeup, they are 239 seasons, they've won 7 championships between all those teams. So it's not too terrible, but
they've had a lot of seasons, and they've had a few championships, but, yeah, a lot of failures.
Number 8 on the list, it is the Houston area. The Texans, the Oilers, the Astros, and the Rockets. Championship rounds, they are 4-4.
Well, the Rockets have kind of carried the flag alone. Do you remember that stupid song that Houston Oilers had?
Houston Oilers.
Yes.
Houston. It was awful.
I don't think we have it in the system.
We don't need it in the system.
It's not.
It's just burned into my brain.
That was like their fight song, right?
I would say this about the Houston Oilers. Had they been able to get the home field advantage, I think they would have beaten Pittsburgh in a couple of those AFC championship games. But they always had to go up to Pittsburgh in January. They'd freeze to death and get beat. So,
next on the list for most miserable cities in the U.S., number 7, it's the Kansas City area, the city of Kansas City. They've got the Chiefs, the Royals, the Athletics, the Kings, and the Scouts. Those are all the teams that have been through Kansas City.
Well, think about this. They had an AFL team that they lost to Dallas.
Yeah.
Became the Cowboys. They had an NBA team that they lost to Sacramento. And then they had a baseball team that they lost to Oakland. So they couldn't even keep their teams in most instances.
Hey, Pigskin, is this the Houston Oilers song?
Look out, football, here we come. Houston Oilers ball, here we come. Houston Oilers, number one.
Oh!
say the Oilers, you're talking Super Bowl, cause we're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers, Houston Oilers number one. Yes, we're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers, Houston Oilers number one.
Brings back memories, doesn't it?
I would rather get run over by Earl Campbell in his prime than listen to that song again. That is terrible.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, okay, so Houston, they were number 8, Kansas City number 7. And when you look at Kansas City championship rounds, they are 3-2 all time. And then total seasons, they played 122 seasons with only 3 championships.
But what are the 3? Because the Chiefs won a Super Bowl early on.
Yeah.
The Royals won a World Series in, I think, 85. But what would be the 3rd?
It would have to be something with the Scouts or because the Kings never did.
I
think they're going off the Scouts.
Okay, which I've never heard of.
I've never heard of. Yeah, because the Athletics and the Kings never won anything significant. So number 6 on the list, Cleveland. And we kind of knew this was coming because they had Browns Part 1, Browns Part 2, and then the Rams and the Indians, right?
In the 50s and 60s, the Browns were excellent. Since then, they've won nothing of significance. The Indians have never won anything except for that near miss in the World Series. And basketball, of course, they got to the finals with LeBron, and then he bailed.
So. Championship rounds, they are 6-9 all time. Total seasons, 227 with six championships.
Kind of like Washington, a lot of seasons.
Yeah. Now you reach the top 5, and this is where it gets interesting because some of these teams I was kind of shocked by. Number 5 is San Diego, and this not so much, but they have the Chargers, the Padres, the Rockets, and the Clippers. All-time in championship rounds are 1-6, and they've played 107 seasons with one championship.
Not good. The Padres have made a few World Series, but they've never won one.
The Chargers lost their only Super Bowl in 1995. The Padres, their only two World Series were in 1984 and 1988. And then both franchises for basketball just never lasted. They were long gone.
They were the San Diego Conquistadors.
San Diego Conquistadors.
Yeah, they were lousy.
Can you guess the number 4 team in the country?
Atlanta.
No, it is Buffalo.
Buffalo.
The Buffalo has the Bills, the Sabres, and the Braves, or had the Braves. And they are 2-6 all time. 103 seasons have been played with 2 championships. The Bills are 0-4 in Super Bowls, and the Sabres have really not been that great, but they've competed in 29 Stanley Cup playoffs with 6 semifinals without a cup.
Mm-hmm. Gotten to the finals, but they've always gotten beaten. They got beat by the Flyers when they had that fog there in Municipal Auditorium. Interesting fact about Buffalo, they had a pretty good basketball team in the early 70s called the Buffalo Braves. Yeah. Bob McAdoo, scoring champion, played with them. Randy Smith, a couple of others. They ended up moving and became what is today the Los Angeles Clippers. But they moved to San Diego, then they moved to Los Angeles. But that's originally the Buffalo team.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Number 3 on the list of the most miserable sports cities in 2013, Phoenix. I can see Phoenix.
Cardinals have never won anything in football.
No, but they've been.
Got to the Super Bowl. Came close.
The Suns, the Diamondbacks, the Coyotes are their professional teams. All told, they are 1-3 in championship rounds. Total seasons played, 101 with one championship. Last title came in 2001 with the Diamondbacks.
Beat the Yankees.
Yeah.
Mariano Rivera.
The Suns have reached the NBA Western Conference Finals 9 times without a championship.
That's rough.
That is a rough
They played a great one in the 70s against Boston, though, that went 7 games.
Yeah.
One game that went like 3 overtimes. One of the best NBA games I've ever seen.
Well, I'll tell you, the game, the city that I was really shocked about, and I didn't think about it, and then I started putting the numbers together. Atlanta comes in at number 2 as one of the most miserable cities. And think about this. They've got the Falcons, they've got the Braves, they've got the Hawks, they've got the Flames, or they had the Flames, and they've got the Thrashers. All time in championship games, 1-5. Total seasons, they've played 159 with one championship, and that was when the Braves beat the Yankees. But you don't think, to me, when I think of the Atlanta area, I think of it as a big sports town. You know, this is a town that people,
SEC championship.
You know, SEC championship. This is a town that people thrive to for their sports. But when you think about it, it just hasn't had a lot of success. They bring success of other conferences to their city, like the SEC Championship, or if they have a bowl game, things of that nature. But they don't really produce success with their sports team.
Here's something to consider, though. We have to be careful about how we define success.
Yeah.
And there's too much in our culture, in my estimation. If you win the championship, okay, you're successful. Everybody else failed.
Yeah.
Well, wait a second. Atlanta won, what, 12 straight divisions in baseball?
Yeah.
There are a lot of teams that would love to be in pennant races. Atlanta fans have been in pennant races for almost a generation. Now.
Yeah.
Now, they did only win the one World Series, and that would drive you crazy. But they were at least there. It's kind of like Buffalo, and they make four Super Bowls. They don't win any of them. They were there.
But think about this, though. As a Braves fan, as what they're categorizing as miserable, Braves fans weren't even showing up for that first round of the playoffs every year. When they were making their run through the 12 division titles, fans weren't even showing up for that first round game because they were like, well, we're probably going to get beat, or we're going to move on. We'll wait until that next big series.
They weren't showing up because they're not good baseball fans, and Atlanta's not a good baseball town. St. Louis is a good baseball town. They show up. Detroit is a good baseball town. There are some places they just don't show up. Atlanta fans are a bunch of front-running, fly-by-night types.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't even care until they got good, and then they cared, but not as much as they should have.
It's sad to see, though, because the Braves are one of the – I would put them in one of the top five baseball franchises in Major League Baseball.
Right now. They've had sustained success for the last 20, 25 years.
I mean,
they have.
I would put them up there. You know, I wouldn't put them at the level like the Yankees, of course, but as a team that people – I mean – they were one of the first teams on TV back in the day. They really innovated all that. So when I think of baseball and I think of the Braves, you know, you got to put them in there as one of the top five teams. And that's why I was shocked to see that this is one of the most miserable cities.
They are recently. Historically, they're not. But, yeah, the last 20, 25 years, they've been very, very good.
And the number one city in all the land that is the most miserable city for a sports fan. It's fairly easy. You kind of knew this one was coming on. The city of Seattle. And, I mean, they had the Seahawks. They've got the Seahawks. They've got the Mariners. They had the Pilots. And they had the Supersonics. And in championship rounds, they're 1-3 with total seasons of 115 with one championship.
Why isn't Minnesota on that list? Minneapolis. Vikings have never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Twins have never won a World Series. Well, they won one.
They won one. They could go on this list. Like Forbes.
Timberwolves have never won.
I didn't make.
No, I don't think Forbes knows that much about sports. They know about money.
They know a lot about money. But they always do the best athlete of the year or whatever. How does Forbes have the credentials to be doing something?
They mean richest athlete of the year.
You're probably right on that. So, either way, Seattle is around the most miserable sports city in all the land if you want to do sports.
They have really good coffee.
And when we come back, we are going to talk some more about